bus lanes next. If you ever drop your kids off or drop yourself off or pick somebody up outside Belfast Central Station, look out. Big Brother will soon be watching. The DRD Minister, Danny Kennedy, has revealed plans to put up a CCTV camera there to stop taxis and the public from blocking the bus lane. The taxi driver, Ken Kelly, with us this morning. Morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. So how's it going?
I'm doing all right. So the minister says, in answer to an assembly question, he says, proposals to introduce moving traffic offences later this year include plans to place a camera in East Bridge Street near the central station, which will look for unauthorised vehicles in the bus lane. This is the next of it now. They're putting the cameras into the bus lanes.
And they will extend that through Belfast, because obviously now with the fall away and police enforcement and so forth, we'll use cameras to enforce everything. That is the trend. What can we do? It's just another way of hammering out. It doesn't affect me because I'm not a public hire taxi driver in Belfast. I'm a public hire taxi driver out of Belfast, and I don't usually stand there because of the way that station's designed and one thing or other. But I drop off people there regularly, people who don't want to go to the side because of disability or cases or anything else. They don't want to go down to where the old leisure centre end was to drop off. Is it a revenue-gathering system? Questionable.
Yeah, how much is the fine going to be? That's the other question on the list.
Open £60, like everything else. It'll not be any less than a parking fine.
Do bus lanes actually work?
Do the bus lanes? They tell you they do, but I'm told that they've done away with them in one of the major cities in England, Liverpool or somewhere.
Yeah, Liverpool, they did.
They did. And do we still know if Liverpool closed or anything? Yeah, I'm sure it didn't. But certainly this is, again, for a lack of civil servants and civil servants and made unemployed, certainly they've seen plenty of time to do things that aren't relevant.
Here's an observation from me. So I'm not giving an opinion. I'm giving a factual observation, all right?
Yeah.
On the Ormo Road, where there is a bus lane, there's sometimes that traffic is really congested and it takes you a lot longer to get into the city centre. Do you know what days they are? When the cops are out and they're booking people for going into the bus lanes. In other words, when people are frightened to get into the bus lanes, the traffic doesn't seem to go quicker, it goes slower. So what does that tell you about the effectiveness of a bus lane?
I can't argue with your rationale there, Stephen. The fact of the matter is this. The bus lane in front of the station exists. Over the years, because of the design of that station through the Troubles, the official taxi rank and the drop-off point were deemed to be down below underneath the bridge. Access to that is very limited, especially if somebody's running late. Somebody's running late for the train and you say, I can't drop them at the front of the building. Why? You've got to go down, come up on the escalator or wait in the lift. That doesn't suit me, driver. Okay. Well, I'm not paying the fine.
All right, Ken Kelly, thank you very much. Here's Robert, the taxi driver. Good morning, Robert.
Stephen, I'm in constant conversation with bus drivers, and they're up in arms about motorists and bus lanes.
Yes.
And truthfully, what they want, Stephen, they want these bus lanes operational from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yes.
They're very annoyed. They're very annoyed at motorists all over Belfast parking all the bus lanes. And they want AST cameras in the bus lanes.
Yes. And then they're going to fine us. I need to establish how much the fines are. You know, this is the next of it now. In all seriousness, cameras in bus lanes is now the next of it, Robert.
But Stephen, you know what they're complaining about? All routes into Belfast, there's cars parked on all the bus lanes. The bus drivers can't get down the bus lanes and they go out into the other lane. And they find it difficult to get out into the other lane.
I refuse to call them bus lanes. I refuse to call them bus lanes. Do you know what I call it? Do you know what I call them?
No, what do you call them, Stephen?
Part of the road.
It's
the road. That would be the road that people like me pay for through our car tax. The road. The road. This is a euphemism. Bus lane. It's the road.
Stephen, there's laws out there we don't like, but you have to abide by them, Stephen, you know.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be biased because were you driving a taxi, for some reason they let you into a bus lane too, don't they?
Well, there's a lot of public wheelchair accessible vehicles and bus lanes, Stephen. But
whether you've got a wheelchair in your taxi or not, whether you're on your own eating your chips while driving your taxi, you're allowed to use that part of the road that is so called a bus lane, aren't you?
Well, Stephen, I don't eat fast food like yourself. Or, you know, the way you're very fond of fish suppers and Kentucky Fried Chicken, etc. As we're speaking, Stephen, I'm doing what you should be doing. I'm out walking here as we speak. I would walk for 2 hours every morning. Now, truthfully, if you want to get down the line of obesity, Stephen, maybe there should be a yellow marker away from the BBC and you should park your car away from the yellow marker and start to walk into the BBC.
I should be like Stephen Watson and Mark Crothers and get parking spots in the BBC. Don't start me about that. Thank you, Robert. Danny and Carrickfergus. Morning, Danny.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, Stephen. I was just going down the Prumman Road the other day there, and this has been going on for over a year now. Outside the jail, Prumman Road Jail.
Yes.
In the Mater Hospital.
Yes.
There's cars parked there every day, and the buses have to come out and round. And little do they know, that's what holds the traffic up.
But those cars are outside the hospital, Danny, aren't they?
Yeah, yes, but there's a double yellow lane and it's a bus lane.
Yeah, but those are people in, presumably visiting their patients or whatever.
There's a car parked in the Mater Hospital. They don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
There's no getting around this here. And it blocks the whole road. There's always a queue going down the Crumlin Road because of this. And then you get these odd bus lanes. No, you're not allowed in there. But you go into your line of traffic in the outside lane. Then you get some trumpet coming up the bus lane. And then he wants out again. And then the traffic stops, letting him out. This is all road blockage.
You clearly support bus lanes, don't you? I can tell.
No, I don't. No, I don't support them.
Well, you're talking.
If it was a bus lane, everybody should stick to it, and it would stop the hold up in traffic.
If any goes down the bus lane on his, what do you call that thing? His tomahawk, his bike.
What's that again?
If any goes down the bus lane on his chopper, on his bike.
What's that, a motorbike?
It's a wee push. He's not man enough for a motorbike. His chopper, his push bike. He does.
I'm sure that's all right.
He does. And he's got his wee socks and all over his trousers and all that kind of, all that type of malarkey. It's all unbelievable.
Yes, but, all right, so a bike doesn't hold traffic up. It's these people just can't wait. And then they want to go down and let me out. And then people are stopping and letting them out.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you let people out?
Well, that's what's stopping. That's what's holding the traffic up.